culture, religion, values. These are the three things that play a major role in the lives of those living in the most populous nation in the world. When you hear the word Chinese, are these the following things that come to mind?
6,000-7,000的在校生，这是我的学校。那么我在学校里呢，主要给食品专业的学生教授。
The discoveries of gunpowder. Or maybe the sound of sizzling chow mein. Or perhaps even this. The gong. Now, Islam in China has a very rich heritage. The religion was first introduced in the country in 616-18 AD by Sahabas or companions radiallahu anhum of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, namely Waghas or Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Sayyid Wahab ibn Abu Qabsha, and another Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, along with three Sahabas, namely Thabit ibn Qais, Ways al-Qarni, and Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhum, went from China from Persia in 637 for the second time and returned by the Yunnan Manipur Chittagong route, then reached Arabia by sea. Now, some date introduction of Islam in China to 650 AD, which is the instance of the third journey of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu to China. Now, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu was sent an official envoy to Emperor Gao Zong during Khalif Uthman radiallahu anhu's era in 651 AD. Now, throughout the history of Islam in China, Chinese Muslims have influenced the course of Chinese history.
Allah, we're going to be studying the history of an amazing part of the Muslim world. A part of the Muslim world that a lot of us, unfortunately, don't know about. Maybe we've heard some things about it, but, you know, our knowledge of it is very limited, and that is the history of Islam in China. How many of us realize? So this is something to introduce that, yes, there are Muslims in China. They play a great part in the history of the Ummah, but they've been largely forgotten, unfortunately.
Now, earlier visits of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu were noted in Arab accounts since it was a period of nascent Islam mixed with events of many hectic preaching and warfare. Now, Sahabas radiallahu anhu were more concerned with writings of verses of the Quran as revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, his sayings or hadiths and ways of life, also known as the Sunnah. Now, according to China Muslims' accounts, Islam was first brought to the country by an embassy led by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu that was sent by Uthman radiallahu anhu, the third Khalif, in 651, less than 20 years after the death of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, this causes confusions with Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas's earlier visits, when the embassy was led by himself, the maternal uncle of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, Emperor Gao Zong, the Tang Emperor who received the envoy, then ordered the construction of the memorial mosque in Canton, the first mosque in the country, in memory of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Islam was first brought to the country by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, as reported by Al-Bayhaqi.
Might have heard a hadith, "Utlubul ilma walau bis-sin." Have you heard that hadith?
Seek knowledge even if it means to go to China. Have you heard the hadith?
Now, by the time of the Song Dynasty, Muslims had come to play a major role in the import-export industry. The office of the Director General of Shipping was consistently held by a Muslim during this period. Now, in 1070, the Song Emperor Shenzong invited Muslim men from Bukhara to settle in China in order to create a buffer zone between the Chinese and the Liao Empire in the northeast.
The Muslims were very noble warriors. Now, unlike many of the Chinese at the time, you know, as you see, the dynasties are changing. You got the Ming Dynasty, you got the Song Dynasty, the Qing, changing very quickly. Most of the Chinese, they might not always remain loyal. But he saw the Muslims, on the other hand, were very, you know, noble warriors. What he did is, because just north of Beijing, so sort of going closer towards the Korean Peninsula, you had an empire that was known as the Liao Empire. And the Liao Empire was threatening the Song Dynasty. So rather than putting Chinese, you know, his own brethren, Han Chinese, in power, he invited these Muslims from Bukhara, because he said they're going to do a better job than what the Chinese would do defending my land. So he invited these Muslims. Now, they were actually led by an emir, and his name was Amir. But you see, Prince Amir, he actually took on a Chinese name as well. So the people, they knew him as Sol Fei Er. Sol Fei Er, this was his Chinese name. Otherwise, the Muslims in Arabic, they knew him as Amir. Now, because he was one of the first Muslims to really establish themselves with a great respect, they were invited by the emperor. These are people who, you know, were very close to the heart of the emperor. They actually, the Muslims in China today, they call him the father of Islam. Because really, I mean, before you had people trading, going in and out, but he's the first one who really settled in China. And he didn't just settle in China, he was invited by the emperor and had a great respect for the emperor and actually protected them. So that even the Chinese will respect this man. And of course, the Chinese Muslims, out of respect for this, you know, they call him the father of Islam in China. And you see, at this time, in the Chinese language, they actually used to call Islam Da Shifa. Da Shifa, it means the law of the Arab. Now, what happened was the Amir, what he actually did, Prince Amir, he said, this name is not suitable. He had to say the law of the Arabs, because as we said at the start, the majority of the Muslims that the dynasty knew were the Arabs that were trading with them. So he said, you know, their religion is the law of the Arab. But now you got Muslims from Bukhara. You got Muslims coming. They're not Arabs. They're from Central Asia. Yeah, closely related to the Persians, then we're not Arab. So what happened was, when they actually mixed in with the Chinese people, they became known as the Hui. Because in China, you've got many groups. The largest group, usually what we call Chinese, they're called the Han. The Han are like the normal Chinese-looking people that you've got. You've got a few other groups. The Han are the majority. Now, the Muslims, they mixed with the Han, and they became known as the Hui. So the religion of Islam, the name was actually changed. Amir, he said to the emperor, change the name from Da Shifa to Hui Hui Jiao, which means the religion of the Hui. And Hui, by default, it meant the Muslims.
Now, in the foothills of Mount Lingshan lies the tombs of two of the four companions that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, sent eastwards to preach Islam. Now, known as the Holy Tombs, they house the companions Sake Zhu and Wu Ko Shun, the other two companions who went to Guangzhou and Yangzhou. The Imam Asim is said to have been one of the first Islamic missionaries in the region. His name is also spelled Imam Hashim, a man of Hotan. The shrine site includes the reputed tomb of the Imam, a mosque and several related tombs, and there is also a mazar of Imam Zafar Siddiq. Now, during the Mongol-founded Yuan dynasty between 1271 and 1368, large numbers of Muslims settled in China. Now, the Mongols, who are a minority in the country, gave foreign immigrants such as Muslims, Christians and Jews from West Asia an elevated status over the native Han Chinese as part of their governing strategy. Now, thus giving Muslims a heavy influence in the country. Hundreds of thousands of Muslim immigrants were recruited and forcibly relocated from Western and Central Asia by the Mongols to help them administer their rapidly expanding empire. Now, the Mongols used Persian, Arab and Uyghur administrators, generically known as Semu or various Aykaler, to act as officers of taxation and finance. Now, Muslims headed many corporations in China in the early Yuan period. Muslim scholars were brought to work on calendar making and astronomy, and the architect Yehedi Erding, or Amir al-Din, learned from Han architecture and helped to design the construction of the capital of the Yuan dynasty, Dadu, otherwise known as Khanbalik or Khanbalikh, the predecessor of present-day Beijing. The term Hui originated from the Mandarin word Hui Hui, a term first used in the Yuan dynasty to describe Central Asia, Persia, and Arab residents in China.
قلبي برحمتك اللهم ذو انسي في السر والجهر والإصباح والغلسي.
During the following Ming Dynasty, Muslims continued to be influential around government circles, as six of the Ming Dynasty founders, Zhou Yangzhang's most trusted generals, were Muslim, including Lan Yu, who in 1388 led a strong imperial Ming army out of the Great Wall and won a decisive victory over the Mongols in Mongolia, effectively ending the Mongol dream to reconquer China. Zhou Yangzhang also wrote a praise of Islam, called the 100-word eulogy.
He said, since the creation of the universe, God had already appointed this great faith-preaching man. From the West he was born and received the Holy Scripture, a book made of 30 parts, meaning the 30 juz of the Quran, to guide all of creation, the master of all rulers, the leader of the holy ones, with support from the heavens to protect his nation, with five daily prayers, silently hoping for peace, his heart directed towards Allah, giving power to the poor, saving them from calamity, seeing through the unseen, pulling the souls and the spirits away from all wrongdoings, a mercy to the worlds, transversing the ancient majestic path, vanquishing away all evil, his religion pure and true, Muhammad the noble and great one. Allah knows best. Really, when you hear these words, you can't help but think this is a Muslim. You hear these words and you can't think, if he wasn't a Muslim, at least he loved Islam. Now what he did is, he actually established many masjids all around China. He built hundreds of masjids. And he said, I want this poem to be put in every masjid in China. And so you actually see some of the masajid until today, they still have this poem written by this Chinese emperor.
فاكتب له يا ربي كل مسارتي تمسيه ما.
Additionally, the Yongle Emperor hired Zheng He, perhaps the most famous Chinese Muslim and China's foremost explorer, to lead seven expeditions to the Indian Ocean from 1405 to 1433. However, during the Ming Dynasty, new immigration to China from Muslim countries were restricted in an increasingly isolationist nation. The Muslims in China, who descended from early immigration, began to assimilate by speaking Chinese dialects and by adopting Chinese names and culture. Mosque architecture began to follow traditional Chinese architecture. Now this era, sometimes considered the golden age of Islam in China, also saw Nanjing become an important center of Islamic study.
Sama'un imadu laha wa ardu tasir wa fawqaha qimam ar-rawabi fada'un la intihaa lahu wa shamsun tunir bihusbatin بين السحاب فشد كيانك الأدنى برب تنال بقربه شرف الجناب.
The Qing Dynasty between 1644 and 1911 was not favorable to the Chinese Muslims. The dynasty prohibited ritual slaughtering of animals. Followed by forbidding the construction of new mosques and the pilgrimage to Mecca. Now the Qing rulers belong to the Manchu, who is a minority in China. The Muslim revolt in the northwest occurred due to the violent and bloody infighting between Muslim groups. Now the Muslim revolt in the northwest occurred due to the violent and bloody infighting between Muslim groups, between the Qedimu, Khafiyya and Jahriya, while the rebellion in Yunnan occurred because of repression by the Qing officials. In 1895, another Dungan revolt broke out, and loyalist Muslims like Dong Vujiang, Ma Anliang, Ma Fulu, and Ma Fujiang suppressed and massacred the rebel Muslims led by Ma Dehan, Ma Yonglin, and Ma Wanfu. A Muslim army called the Kansu Braves, led by General Dong Fujiang, fought for the Qing dynasty against the foreigners during the Boxer Rebellion. During the Cultural Revolution, mosques along with other religious buildings were often defaced, destroyed, or closed, and copies of the Quran were destroyed along with temples, churches, and monasteries. Now, during that time, the government also constantly accused Muslims and other religious groups of holding superstitious beliefs and promoting anti-socialist trends. Government began, however, to relax its policies towards Muslims in 1978. Today, Islam is experiencing somewhat a modest revival, and there are now many mosques in China. There has also been an upsurge in Islamic expression, and many nationwide Islamic associations have also been organized to coordinate inter-ethnic activities among its people. Over the last 20 years, a wide range of Islamic educational opportunities have been developed to meet the needs of China's Muslim population. Now, in addition to mosques, schools, government Islamic colleges, and independent Islamic colleges, a growing number of students have gone overseas to continue their studies at international Islamic universities, namely in Egypt, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iran, and Malaysia. Now, Xinzheng is the Chinese term for certain Islamic institutions. Its literal meaning is pure truth. Muslim development and participation at the highest level of Chinese wushu has a very long history. Many of its roots lie in the Qing dynasty persecution of Muslims. The Hui started and adapted many of the styles of wushu, such as Baji Guan, Figua Zhang, and Liu Quan. There were specific areas that were known to be centers of Muslim wushu, such as the Kang County in the Hebei province. Now, these traditional Hui martial arts were very distinct from the styles practiced in Xinjiang. Now, due to the large Muslim population in Western China, many Chinese restaurants catered to Muslims or catered to the general public but are run by Muslims. Now, in most major cities in China, there are small Islamic restaurants or food stalls typically run by migrants from Western China. Example, the Weigu's, which offer inexpensive noodle soup. Lamb and mutton dishes are more commonly available than in other Chinese restaurants. Due to the greater prevalence of these meats in the cuisine of Western Chinese regions, commercially prepared food can be certified halal by approved agencies. Now, in Chinese, halal is called Xingzhenkai, or pure truth food.
Look where I am, guys. I'm here in Guangzhou. This is the first restaurant now found in China. Kebab.
Now, due to the large Muslim population in Western China, many Chinese restaurants cater to or are run by Muslims. Now, Northern Chinese Islamic cuisine originated in China proper. It's heavily influenced by Beijing cuisine, with nearly all cooking methods identical and differs only in material due to religious restrictions. Now, as a result, Northern Islamic cuisine is often included in home Beijing cuisine, however seldom in East Coast restaurants. Now, during the Yuan dynasty, halal methods of slaughtering animals and preparing food was banned and forbidden by the Mongol emperors, starting with Genghis Khan, who banned Muslims and Jews from slaughtering the animals their own way and making them follow the Mongol method. جسمي تقلب في مرارة الردى ولم يعود. Now, some famous dishes in the Chinese cuisine include lamian, which refers to traditional Chinese or a Chinese dish of handmade noodles, usually served in a beef or mutton-flavored soup, but sometimes stir-fried and served with a tomato-based sauce. Now, the handmaking process involves taking a lump of dough and repeatedly stretching it to produce a single, very long noodle. Now, beef noodle soup is another traditional Chinese cuisine, and it's a soup dish composed of stewed beef, beef broth, vegetables, and wheat noodles. It exists in various forms throughout East Asia and Southeast Asia. The most common Vietnamese version is called bo kho, which uses rice instead of noodles. It was created by the Hui people during the Tang Dynasty of China. Suan Kai makes up three traditional Chinese dishes we'll be touching on. Is a Chinese sauerkraut, which is a traditional Chinese cuisine vegetable dish used in a variety of ways. It consists of some pickled Chinese cabbage and is a unique form of pao kai due to the material used and the method of production. Although Suan Kai is not exclusively Chinese Islamic cuisine, it is used in Chinese Islamic cuisine to top off noodle soups, especially beef noodles. Now, universities in China's western region of Xinjiang, home to the Uyghur ethnic minority, the majority of whom are Muslims, say that authorities have forbidden them to fast during the month of Ramadan. Now, as we end this holy and auspicious month, punishments have been threatened, ranging from denial of the students' degrees to subsequent consequences on their career opportunities. And students say they must have meals with their professors to confirm that they are eating. Now, the ban is part of a larger drive to in Xinjiang to discourage any Muslim from fasting during the month of Ramadan, with ads running in state-run newspapers warning of the dangers of not eating and drinking. Now, some government officers have also instituted the ban. Now, in the mid-700s AD, as well as the early 20th century, the Uyghur people were actually able to establish their own independent policies. The short-lived Eastern Turkestan Republic was established from 1931 to 1934 and later from 1944 to 1949 until dreams of independence were resolutely quashed by the iron fist of the Chinese Communist Party, which sought to recreate Qing China after its triumphant defeat of Imperial Japan and the Nationalist Party. Now, during the autocratic grip of Beijing, the Uyghur population managed to preserve its unique cultural and religious traditions, resisting any form of coercive assimilation into the mainstream Han philosophy. However, China's heavy-handed response to the crisis our Chinese Muslim brothers and sisters are going through is expected to deepen resentment and further boost the cause of more radical groups, and it runs the risk of transforming a long peaceful region into China's Chechnya, eviscerating any hopes for a harmonious society. Wear a hijab should be a basic right afforded by society to all of its citizens. So the students in China should not have to say, as one did, "Most of us would like to fast, but with the current situation, most of us have decided against it." O Muslims in China, we hear your call. We will not keep silent. But we ask Allah to give our Muslim brothers and sisters the ability to raise their tongue. Muhammad Amin reporting on the Ummah conflict.
ومد الطرف في كل النواحي سؤالك سوف يرجع بالجواب